This is the poem. I'll read a short poem called Swan Song, which is the poem that Lois used to advertise the reading. There's a lovely drawing that went with it. The woman who did it was going to do a leopard. I don't know why she was going to do a leopard to advertise a swan poem. But this is based on the Lamarckian notion of evolution rather than the Darwinian. And as I understand it in my ignorance, as opposed to some mythical, gradual, unrecognizable method of development in the Lamarck theory, that there's a radical change, and it's an act of will. So that if you're not satisfied, and I'm popularizing it, with your position, you can, out of sheer will, change it into something else. So in this poem, there's a vision of swans not liking what they were and wanting to convert to another condition. So they're a Lamarckian swan. I wrote this poem remembering a scene in Vienna that had a swan crossing. It was a road to, actually it said swan crossing. A bunch of old snakeheads down by the pond, carrying on the swan tradition, hissing inside their white bodies, raising and lowering their heads like ostriches, regretting only the sad ritual that forced them to waddle back into the water after their life under the rocks, wishing they could slither again as they did in the old days, wishing they could lie again in the sun and dream of spreading their terrifying wings, wishing this time they could sail through the sky like horses, their tails rigid, their white manes fluttering, their mouths open, their sharp teeth flashing, drops of mercy pouring from their eyes, bolts of wisdom from their foreheads.